And when you've mentioned earlier going and staying at CB Starr's apartment in New York, I mean, what are your memories of that and what the apartment was like? And yeah. I think you said it was plush.
It was pretty fancy. I know he had an Oriental boy working there. Came in and asked us if we want orange juice or coffee already in the morning. That was way over my head. I was out of my
out of your lane.
Yeah.
And was CB there much at the time?
No, I didn't see him much. Just say hello, and he went out to work. And
yeah.
It was only a day or 2 days we stayed there.
Okay.
But I was very impressed with the whole situation. Fly down this plane, have a chauffeur pick you up in a big limousine, different lifestyle. Take you to the apartment, open the doors, everybody opened doors for you.
When you talked to Sue, he obviously was just, he loved Stowe, and people call it his pet project or whatever. I mean, what do you think his love of Stowe was all about? What was this commitment
that
he had?
Well, it began with Sepp teaching him how to turn. That was it. I think it was on this country. CB Starr traveled all over the world, and he took all kinds of lessons, and nobody could teach him to turn. Came to Stowe and Sepp taught him how to turn. So they made friends right off. So that's how it really started. So he felt like he could ski better when he could turn.
Funny.
That's a funny little story.
So they had a close relationship?
Yes, very close. Sepp told me about the time when his CB Starr's another thing, maybe not. His wife left him for this artist, French artist. And CV was going to jump out the window. Sepp talked about it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very close relationship.
That's definitely much more than just a business arrangement.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.